Also available from Big Finish.
The woods decay. The woods decay and fall. The vapors weep their burthen to the ground. Man comes and tills the field and lies beneath, and after many a summer dies the swan.
David Warner.
For some reason, this building is manifesting images from 58 years ago.
Susanna Harker.
What's the difference between us and the enemy, Steele? Where's our respect for life?
Muriel Pavlov.
Of course, we weren't always disowned. Even I was young and pretty, what?
Lois Baxter.
We all play games, Mr. Steele. Now then, what room can I offer you?
Daphne Oxenford.
Me only cruel immortality consumes. I wither slowly in thine arms. Here. At the quiet limit of the world.
Ian Burford.
You think you're the only one who's been haunted by the past?
White-haired shadow, roaming like a dream, the ever-silent spaces of the east. Far-folded mists and gleaming halls of morn.
Sapphire and steel, cruel immortality.
Oh dear. It sounds like the carers are letting off a little steam.
Looked at what happened over and over again, and I can't see how it could have turned out any other way. But maybe I missed something. Maybe there was a moment. If only I could turn back the clock. Help me, Violet, please. I've started hearing voices again.
It's okay, James. Go on.
Father, you've got to believe me. I didn't ask for them to come back. They just started talking to me a few days ago. The same voices, Father. I swear, it's like they've never been away.
What have they been saying?
I don't know. I don't want to know. They scare me.
They're only voices, James.
Yes, Father, but I'm afraid of what they'll say, of what they'll want me to do. Evil things to one of the brothers, or...
Oh, James, be still a moment. As you know, ours is one of the most challenging paths a man can take. The moment you choose in your heart the monastic life, your soul becomes a battleground between good and evil. The battle is lifelong and fought on many fronts. These voices, what I like to call the voices of doubt, are perfectly natural. We all have them, or have had them in the past. It is not a sin.
But, Father...
With faith, perseverance, and meditation I have shown you, you can silence the voices in your head. In the silence you will find peace, bliss, a closeness, even a oneness with God.
But how can I keep them away?
You know the answer to that question.
Yes, Father.
So?
I should attend my services with an open heart, attend my duties with an open soul, and attend my studies with an open mind.
Yes, and be open to the process taking time. You're a young man. God willing, you have many years to discover your peace of mind. And you will have my support, guidance, and protection every step of the way, as you always have. Is there something else?
I don't know how to say this, Father. I'm afraid I might be... possessed.
How could you even think such a thing?
Last night, when I was helping Father Matthew prepare for Vespers, I went into the pulpit to mark the reading for the scripture. But before I reached out my hand, the Bible opened, and the page images started turning on their oath.
Come in.
Your tea, Father Adam.
Oh, thank you, Father Daniel.
You look troubled today.
I'm sorry, Daniel. I have a lot on my mind.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No. Thank you. Actually, I think there is. Could you keep an eye on young James for me? I'm a little worried about him.
May I ask why?
Let's just say he's going through a challenging time at the moment, and I can't be with him as much as I'd like.
I understand. Forgive me for saying so, but don't you think you're a little overprotective of that boy? Biscuit?
Oh, lovely. I'm protective of all my flock, Daniel, including you.
You don't have to worry about me.
I'm relieved to hear it. Tell me, what news from the gardens and cloisters?
All bad, I'm afraid. Some malevolent snails have decimated the purple-sprouting broccoli.
Oh, no.
Father Benjamin is praying for a solution as we speak. The beer he tried was far from effective.
Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish.
Why? Brother Max and Brother Damien are still not talking, which is not such a problem, I'll grant you. But I'm not sure how they will reconcile their differences if they are not prepared to communicate.
I pray they will. And how's our uninvited guest in the crypt?
I was going to get on to him. It's been a few weeks now, and some of the brothers are wondering if it might be a good time to ask him to leave.
That doesn't surprise me. Let the brothers know that their concern has been noted, but I don't see any need to be hasty. The house of God should be a refuge, should it not, for both the living and the dead. Besides, our ethereal friend was once one of us. What possible danger could he present?
I bow to your greater wisdom, Father Abbot, and trust you are right as ever. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have my duties to attend to.
Of course. Would you mind closing the door on the way out? Dear Lord, I pray for your continued strength and guidance. Grant James the peace he so desperately craves. Help Max and Damien find their way back to the path of brotherly love. And protect our little community from evil in all its forms. Amen.
Robert.
Oh, John, thank God.
Isn't that blasphemy?
Very funny. This place is worse than a prison. When you arrive, you have all your earthly possessions locked away in a cupboard and you have to wear a stupid dress. You sleep in a cell with no luxuries. You do hard labour for 5 hours a day, read the Bible for another 5 hours, and go to church 6 times. It's hell.
A little discipline never did anyone any harm.
You try it. Oh, no, I forgot. It's always Robert that goes off to join these wacky cults. Everyone else is far too busy.
Robert, it's hardly a wacky cult. Besides, you're not there to join. You're there to find the source of the disturbance. Speaking of which...
Well, there's definitely something going on around here. I've picked up a few snatches of telepathy, but they're very muffled. Like there's some kind of interference. And they're so quick, it's impossible to know where they're coming from. I doubt anyone's breaking out, if that's what you think. It's more likely there's someone here who's naturally telepathic or mad. God knows this place is enough to drive anyone out of their minds.
You're there to gather evidence, not jump to conclusions.
Yes, John.
And we don't know how much time we've got, so I want you to try harder. Ask questions. Prod. Someone's bound to know something.
Well, I'll try. There's only so much you can find out when you can only talk for 5 minutes at lunchtime.
Yes, well, make every second count. Bend the rules if you have to. Now... Unless there's anything else.
I suppose you just want to hang out and chat for a while?
Sorry, I'm busy.
Oh, really? What are you doing?
And so are you.
Okay, I get the picture.
Tim, where's Eleanor?
She has just arrived at the Donaghani Institute in Southampton.
Good. That should give us plenty of time.
Time, John?
It's a little delicate, but there's something I need you to help me with.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
May I join you, Father Matthew?
By all means. Interesting reading, Father Daniel. I wasn't expecting Romans.
Nobody expects the Romans. Sorry.
I was going to read from Corinthians, but this passage came to me during my meditation, and I felt drawn to share it with the rest of the community.
You sound more like the old man every day.
I will take that as a compliment. Could you pass the salt, Brother James? Thank you. But I fear I will never be quite like the abbot.
I beg to differ. One day you will be the abbot, and you never know when that day may come.
What are you talking about? Abbot Simon is as strong as an ox. He'll live forever.
Nobody lives forever, James. With bread like this, who would want to? Less yeast, Brother Miles, and a touch more salt if Father Andrew can spare it. Butter, please.
I think what Father Matthew is trying to say is that Abbot Simon will indeed live forever, but not in his earthly form.
Speaking of which, what's all this about a ghost in the crypt? Has anyone seen it?
Saved by the bell. But what would they have said if they'd known the truth? Sent me away from the monastery, I suppose. And maybe they should have done. They'd all have been safer if I hadn't been there. And then came the voices again. Why won't you leave me alone? One. Two. Three. Four. Five. One. Two. Three. Four. And don't come back.
Father Malcolm sent me to help you clear this bed.
I hate brambles.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You're talking.
Yes, but I don't have to if you'd prefer to...
No, it's just... I thought you could only talk at lunch, between the bells.
Who told you that?
Can't remember his name. About this tall, one eyebrow, Irish accent.
Brother Max. When did he tell you?
When I arrived.
And did you arrive during lunch?
No, mid-morning, about 11. Oh, I don't believe it. 4 days!
Don't worry about it. The record's a week and a half. I'm James.
Robert, how long have you been here?
10 years.
10 years? How old are you?
17.
But you can't join a monastery when you're 7.
Says who?
What happened?
You mean before I came here? I don't know. My earliest memory is seeing Abbot Simon at the front door. Before that, there's nothing.
That's so sad.
Why?
Well, you never had a childhood, and you've got no family.
Are you kidding? I've had more brothers and fathers than you could wish for.
I suppose. Weird. Now we're talking. What can you tell me about the ghost in the crypt?
Nothing.
It's a monk, isn't it? Have you seen it? Or do you know anyone who has? I know loads of people who have seen ghosts in hotels and schools and stuff, but I've never seen one myself. I think I felt them, you know, as a dark presence in the middle of the night. But that could just be my imagination. What do you think?
What about?
Well, are you up for it? Having a look? In the crypt?
No.
Oh, come on. How often do you get the chance to see a real live ghost? So to speak.
I'm not interested, okay? Anyway, the crypt is out of bounds to everyone.
Then no one will know we're down there, will they? We can have a really good look.
Father Matthew says ghosts don't exist.
Well, he would, wouldn't he? And if he's right, what is there to be afraid of, eh?
Say what you like. I'm not going.
Prove it.
No, you're not getting me like that again. This was your idea. You go first.
No problemo. I wouldn't want to be bringing up your ear anyway. How many steps are there?
How should I know?
I was only asking. No, I love the way the candle casts shadows on the walls. It's like being in a horror movie.
That's it. I'm going back.
No, no, no. Don't go. I was only kidding.
I don't care. This is a stupid idea.
You're going on your own, then.
I hate you.
You're not the first person to say that. Look. There's a door. It's locked. I'll have to look through. Oh, my God.
What?
Hey. Check it out.
No.
Only a ghost, James. Can't hurt us. Probably doesn't even know we're here. He's just walking around like he's been doing for hundreds of years. Go on. Have a look. I dare you.
Move over there. Oh, God help us.
He looks so solid. I wonder who he was. Why he's here.
No, I don't. Oh, come on, let's go.
I didn't touch it.
Well, I know I didn't.
This is amazing. It's like he's thinking. Imagine being lost in thought forever. Or maybe he's waiting for something. Or someone.
Yes. I've been waiting for you.
Stay away from
me. Father Daniel, what
are you two? Run. Back away, foul spirit.
Foolish priest. You have no idea who you're dealing with.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, leave this sacred place and do not come back.
Your words have no power over me.
Behold the cross of the Lord.
Do not waste my time with your trinkets, holy man. My business is with those two boys.
They're under the protection of God, the church, and the abbot.
Seeing as the first does not exist, and the second can tell me nothing, I will speak to the abbot.
No one sees the abbot unless they go through me.
As you wish.
My fault, Father. I just wanted to see the ghost. James didn't even want to be there. I made him do it.
No, you didn't.
I did. Don't listen to him. I never meant for anyone to get hurt.
Maybe it was the ghost that screamed.
Sounds like a ghost to me.
How would you know?
Quiet, both of you. Father Daniel claims to have experience of such things, and if so, I'm quite sure he's okay. Just to be on the safe side, you better stay here.
Father, I
can... Do I need to repeat myself? Good. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit...
What are you doing here?
Father Daniel, we were coming to see if you were all right.
Why wouldn't I be?
I heard... Never mind. Is there anything I can do for you?
You can leave me in peace.
Of course. Sorry to disturb you. Good night and God bless. I do not appreciate being told tales by little boys.
But Father, it was all true.
Go to bed. We'll see what the abbot has to say about this in the morning.
Maybe if I'd insisted then, made Matthew listen to me, maybe... But it had started long before that. Long before the ghost, long before Robert had come to the monastery.
and I'd long been blinded to the truth by my own battles, my own demons. Heavenly Father, forgive me for giving into temptation, and forgive Robert for tempting me. Thank you for delivering us from evil through Father Daniel. I pray for the strength and faith to face my fears like him and one day overcome them. Stay away from me, you demons. You lost the battle this evening, and you will lose the war. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Fascinating.
Quite unnerving, actually.
Tim did register an energy surge at about that time. I wonder if that was it.
Well, of course it was. Now, can I come home now?
No. You should stay there a few more days just to make sure there are no other disturbances. Well, at least you can't say it's boring anymore. Report, please, Tim. Tim?
I'm doing what I can, John.
Well, do it faster. We don't have much time.
This is not easy for me. I'm not human.
What's that supposed to mean?
It is merely an observation. Humans can perform actions even when they know those actions are wrong. A computer is not designed to go against its programming.
You are programmed to do whatever I ask.
True, but there are some things that should not be asked. Some laws that should not be broken.
We've been through this, Tim.
All I am saying is that it takes a lot of energy to do what you have asked me to do, and even more to hide what I'm doing from myself.
A problem we humans understand too well.
Balku, what is this place?
This is your place. The untouchable part of yourself where you can find refuge. A place for reflection, recollection, and reconnection. A place where you can be in the present, see into your future, and summon up any moment from your past to study in detail.
Why would I want to do that?
To learn more from your experiences, to see what you may have missed.
I don't understand.
I will show you. But first, imagine a chair in the middle of this room and sit down. It can be any chair you like.
Like this?
An interesting choice. Good. Now, picture a screen on the wall and project anything you like onto that screen.
Like what?
Just let your mind wander to an event that has been troubling you for no apparent reason. Good.
John's home in Brighton.
He's there.
And Paul's body on the bed. But why would I think of that now? After all this time?
Let us find out. Now, you can do anything you want with this scene. Go inside the hearts and minds of anyone present. See what they see. Feel what they feel.
I remember what I was feeling that day. Robert is secretly smiling.
Something don't change.
Happy to have known Paul. Grateful for all the good times. And he's also relieved that he can finally accept that Paul has gone.
I know.
Oh.
I don't know how.
Look at John. Holding it all together on the surface, but he's devastated. It's tearing him apart. There's something else, though.
What can you see?
It's like there's something he doesn't want us to notice.
Look closely. Tell me what it is.
I can't.
Closer, Eleanor. Look closer.
I don't want to. I don't...
Closer!
Oh, my God. Paul! He's breathing!
am so disappointed in you for going against my express wishes that the crypt remain out of bounds, for putting yourselves and Father Daniel at risk. And who knows what damage has been done to the soul of our departed brother. What have you got to say for yourselves? Yes, silence is probably best. You will both remain in silence inside for the next 7 days.
What?
Oh, please, Father, not fair.
Silence will be total, starting now. Except during services. It will give you both a chance to think about your actions and how they affect the rest of the community. Wear these armbands so everyone will know to leave you alone. Go in peace. I think I've forgotten what it is to be young. Come in, Father Daniel.
I've brought you some tea.
Thank you. And thank you for looking after those two last night. I dread to think what might have happened if you hadn't been there.
It was nothing.
Oh, no biscuit? Oh, never mind. Tell me all about it.
About what?
Your confrontation with the Black Monk. Spare none of the details.
There is nothing to tell.
Oh, come now, don't be so modest.
Drink your tea.
Very well. This smells different.
Fresh herbs from the garden. I made it myself.
Oh, it's very bitter.
It'll do you good.
I dare say. I appreciate the effort, but I'm afraid it's not to my taste.
No matter. You've had enough.
Why do you say that?
You'll see.
Daniel, are you sure there's nothing you want to tell me about last night? You don't look well, and you're behaving very strangely.
Not long now, holy man.
What are you talking about?
It starts with the legs.
What's happening to me?
You can't protect the young ones now, can you?
Daniel... What's got into you? Help me.
Sorry for yourself, James. It'll do you good to be quiet for a while. Keep you out of trouble, for one thing. The rest of us can be staying around and sharing some time.
The speaking ghost caused the disturbance to him identify. We thought it was something else. The ghost has been exorcised. Case closed. So I might as well come home. The only person who can tell me what's happened is Father Daniel. But I'm not going to be able to speak to him for a week. It's hopeless.
It's never hopeless, Robert. I'm sure he'll think of something.
Sounds like you don't want me back.
Not that. Just you haven't done the job you went there to do.
No. You!
Who's that?
I thought you were my friend. James? You can hear me. You know I can, you demon!
Robert, talk to me. What's going on?
Standing here, Robert was here. And John was here when we came in. Bit of an odd place to stand, I'll grant you. But that was a very odd day. Think, Eleanor. I'm John. Come in, look, there's Paul's body. Doesn't he look peaceful? Why am I standing here? What am I trying to hide? Oh, Eleanor, what are you doing? It was only a dream.
And if it was a dream?
Then I made the whole thing up.
Do you believe that?
No. This feels so wrong, Balkil, being here.
And yet here you are. Trust in your reasons for coming. Trust in yourself.
Even if he was hiding something, how am I supposed to find it? Maybe it's not even here anymore.
Don't think. Feel. What is wrong to you?
Something about the furniture. No, not the furniture. What's on it? And what's not? There's the remote control, but where's the TV?
Good.
This isn't a TV remote. So what does it do? No! John! No!
Father Daniel found him staring at the wall in his office. No one's got a clue what happened.
This doesn't look good.
It could be a stroke.
There's no strength in his muscles.
Not that he's a stroke kind of man.
Pulse is slow, but steady.
Have you got medical training? Oh, forgive me, no talking. The doctor's on his way. Maybe I should go and wait by the door.
Good idea.
Better not.
My legs.
Abbot Simon?
I can't feel my legs.
Suddenly everyone around here is telepathic. Father Abbot, can you hear me?
James?
No, it's Robert.
Oh, it's not possible. You can't be in my mind. Not now.
I can help you.
One. Two.
No, don't do that. Three. Stay with me.
Four.
I need to ask you about James.
Stay away from him, you fiend. Don't you?
I'm sorry. You're weak. I'm going to heal you just a little. So we can talk. Okay? Please. Relax.
Get away from him, James!
I said get away from him!
Control yourself, James. Robert isn't doing anything.
You don't understand, Father. He's
He's not what you think he is at all.
Nothing here. We're going to have to extend the search parameters. Tim, I want you to look at anomalies across the system. Same conditions apply. No one either here or on the Trig must know what we're doing.
I'm afraid that's not possible, John.
Tim, it's your job to make the impossible possible. Just tell me how long it's going to take, that's all.
I can use some of the obsolete servers to run search programs. But to do it without attracting any attention will take weeks or even months.
You know I can't wait that long. Is there something wrong?
Oh, yes. There's something wrong.
Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right, John. When am I ever not all right?
What?
Good old Eleanor. You can always rely on her. Tie her up, shoot at her, hypnotize her, watch her plummet through every conceivable emotional trauma, and she'll bounce back like some mindless puppy dog begging for more.
Is it your mum?
No, John, it is not my mum. Why does everything have to be about my mum?
I'm sorry.
Am I invisible or something? Am I not allowed to have feelings just because I'm not the one in the coma?
She's in a coma.
This isn't about her. Don't you understand? Of course you don't understand. When have you ever understood the slightest thing about any of us?
Eleanor, calm down.
Calm down? Yes. Yes, of course. I'll calm down. I'll calm down because that's what I do, isn't it? I'm the calm one, the sensible one.
I'm sure whatever all this is about, if we sit down and
this
talk...
This is about us, John. About you and me.
Oh.
And Robert.
Oh.
And Paul.
Paul's dead, Eleanor. He died a year ago.
Of course he did. And weren't we upset?
Of course we were.
Devastated. I was devastated. So was Robert.
I know.
And what about you, John? How did you feel?
Oh, Eleanor, there's really no need to go
for it. Quite a little show you put on for us there down in Brighton.
Sorry?
I don't think you realise what kind of effect you have on us, John. How much we respect you. Look to you for guidance, for whatever. How much we rely on you. It's probably my own fault. I lost my father when I was 7. There's probably still a little girl in here somewhere that wanted to believe that you were... I've never been able to trust men, you see. Not properly. I was 7. Too young to understand about things like hit and runs. About how a life can end in the blink of an eye without explanation, without reason. I thought he'd left us. Left me. I thought you were all the same. Men. I'm not saying I thought that clearly when I was 7, but I think I came to believe it over the years. That they'd all leave me in the end, like he did.
I'm not going to leave you.
And then there was you, John. The ever-reliable, all-powerful John. John changed everything, I thought. I can trust John. I can believe in him.
You can trust
him. Elizabeth felt the same. I could tell that. I was quite jealous of her, you know, in those early days, before she disappeared off to the Trig. Oh, don't get me wrong, I liked her. In some ways, she was the mother I never really had. And you...
Eleanor...
Don't worry. I'm not going to embarrass you by spelling it out. You know what I'm like. I've become as sensible and placid as she was. I'm a good girl. I won't rock the boat.
Eleanor, what's going on?
I don't know, John. I wish I did. I really do.
Eleanor.
I trusted you, John. I believed everything you said, everything you didn't say. I thought I knew you. I thought I understood.
What do you mean? What's happened? Where the hell did you get that?
Where the hell do you think?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
I think it's Robert you need to ask for forgiveness.
Oh, no, it's not that. Hitting Robert or whoever or whatever he is not a sin.
James, striking another man...
Father, you don't know. For the last few years, on and off, I've been hearing voices in my head.
Everyone.
I know what you're going to say. We all have voices. But we don't. Not like these. These voices are evil. Abbot Simon taught me how to get rid of them. And it worked for a while. But today, while you were talking to me at lunch... The voices changed. They became
James,
real.
I'm not sure I'm the right...
Father Matthew, I've summoned a demon. The ghost in the church. I know he was here because of me, but this is much worse than that. One of the demons, the voices, has become flesh. He's living among us now.
James, calm yourself. You're going through a difficult time, that's all. It's something we all went through at your age. But you mustn't let your imagination get the better of you. These things you speak of do not happen. They're not possible.
But they do, Father. You've got to believe me.
Shh. I will speak to Father Daniel and see what he suggests. All right?
All right, Father.
In the meantime, I think you should return to your silent penance and say 100 Our Fathers for striking Brother Robert.
Yes, Father.
Why are you here, Robert?
What happened in the crypt last night?
Who sent you?
Who was that ghost?
What were you doing in the infirmary just now?
Why was he here?
What did the abbot say to you?
What?
What did he tell you?
Nothing. He was... How do you know he spoke to me?
I know more than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, yeah?
You think you are so... superior... But in reality, you are nothing. Just a boy.
A silly little boy who finds himself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Once again.
What do you mean, again?
Which is lucky for me, if you believe in luck. Because this time there will be... Will no one give me a moment's peace?
I'm sorry, Father Daniel. It's important.
So is this. Very well. You will go and be confined to your room.
Except for services.
Except for services.
Yes, Father. Father.
And Robert, your penance. Not a word. It's about Jane.
Oh, good. Good. Sit down.
James, can we talk?
I have nothing to say to you, demon.
No, I'm not a demon. Why do you...
Our Father,
James,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
You might find this
thy
hard to believe.
Come,
you're special.
Thy will
I mean,
be done.
You're not
on
normal.
On earth as it is in heaven.
That's why I was sent to find
give
you.
Give us this day our
you're
daily
a tomorrow
bread,
person.
And forgive us our trespasses,
a homo superior,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
The next stage
us.
On the evolution of
for
the human species.
Is the kingdom.
You have special
the power
powers.
And the glory.
Power that can be used for the good of
forever
all humanity.
And for good.
Of course for good. Oh, but you're...
Why should I believe you?
Look at me. Do I look like I'm lying to you?
I don't know what you look like.
I look like a person. Because I am a person. A tomorrow person. Like you.
I'm not a tomorrow person.
James, wait. Has anything strange happened to you recently? Anything out of the ordinary? You know, like things moving without you touching them?
You know there has.
Of course. The door in the crypt. That was you.
I am possessed. You have possessed me.
No, I have not. Tomorrow people have special powers. We can talk to each other telepathically like this and open doors and move objects just by thinking. With telekinesis.
Liar.
I'm not.
Where are you from?
I come from... There's this place deep under... It's hard to explain.
Okay, then. How did you get here? I thought it was odd at the time, you walking out of the woods. But Father Matthew told me everyone finds their own way to the Lord.
I jaunted.
Is that supposed to be funny?
No, it's how we... I'll have to show you.
No, tell me.
We use special belts to help us get around. They can take you anywhere you want to go. All you need to do is... Uh-oh. This doesn't look good.
Robert, a word... In private.
James, my belt is in the box with all my stuff. Go and find it. I know it's hard, but you've got to believe me.
But that room's always locked.
Not to you.
You had no right to go snooping around my house.
You had no right to lie to us. You said you found Paul's body. You said that whatever it is was Paul.
I had to.
No, you didn't.
Eleanor, we all needed...
No, we didn't. What we needed, all we've ever needed, is the truth. What am I supposed to tell Robert?
Robert doesn't need to know.
What did you say?
Eleanor, just for the time being, can we keep this between the two of us?
John, how you live with yourself is your business. And right now, I don't know how you do. But I am not going to be party to your deceptions.
Eleanor, please.
John, Eleanor, something's happened to Robert.
Be specific, Tim.
I can't.
Do you want him back?
I can't locate him. His signal's too weak.
Tim, I'm getting a... Just find him. Use whatever you need. We can't lose Robert.
Oh, no, we can't lose Robert.
Eleanor.
Or have you already cooked up a hologram of him as well, just in case?
For goodness sake.
Is there one of me on here, too? I can just imagine the two of you putting it all together. John and Tim in cahoots over their latest little secret project. How long did it take? A week? A month? Well, you did a good job with this one. It was really worth the effort. A work of genius. The bruise on the head was inspired, by the way. Whose idea was that? Tim's? Gotta get it right, eh, Tim? It's the little details that really had us fooled. The icing on the cake.
Eleanor, that's enough.
Why, John? Why do it?
I told you why.
Oh, God. Oh, that's what the dream meant, isn't it? What Balku was trying to tell me. He's not dead, is he? Paul's not dead.
Forgive me, Lord, for what I am about to do. Maybe I should just go. No, face your fears, James. You've got to win this battle. Right. How do you open a door without touching it? Just hold out your hand and... God help me. All these boxes. So many histories in one room, gathering dust. Like a graveyard of past lives. Hey, my things must be in here somewhere. No, James, just find what you're here for, then confess to Father Daniel. He'll know what to do. This must be it. Robert. Oh, Lord. If unlocking a door is a sin, what is this? That's it. I'm definitely going to hell. For what? This? What am I supposed to do now?
He is dead, Helena. You know he is. He died when the UTN exploded.
We never saw his body.
Tell me you didn't feel it. The moment we lost him.
John.
He's dead, Helena. I'm sorry.
John, Helena, I think I found him.
Tim?
Robert's wearing his belt. I'm going to jaunt him back to the lab.
Who on earth are you? Where the hell's Robert?
No!
From me. Our Father, who art in heaven.
I think this is James.
Who said that?
Please, calm down. What's your name?
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Are you James?
Please, God, whatever I've done, whatever sin I have committed, I don't deserve this. Help me.
We can help. We're here to help.
Don't touch me.
Please, there's no need for that.
I know you.
My name is John.
The voices. What Robert said. You're real.
Where is Robert? How did you get that belt?
No. This isn't happening.
Stop! This equipment is vital.
This isn't real.
John. He has damaged the equipment.
I know.
Using.
James, if that is your name, listen to me. My name is Eleanor. I'm a friend of Robert's. I'm a tomorrow person. Like you. Okay. Calm down. John! What have you done?
Do something. He's obviously in shock.
Of course he's in shock. He's breaking out.
It's out of control.
He's breaking out. Since when did we start stunning people who are breaking out?
Robert's in trouble.
John, what is it? Why are you behaving like this? It's not like you.
How are we going to find
John?
Him? I'm sorry. I don't know why I did it.
This machinery. Something to do with this machinery, isn't it?
No. All right, yes. Look what he's done.
What is it? What was it doing?
It doesn't matter. It's over now. I'm sorry, Eleanor. There have been things on my mind.
What kind of things?
I've been distracted. But not anymore.
What kind of thing?
It doesn't matter. Right, we've got work to do. I'll find out what's happened to Robert. You stay here and look after James. You know what to do.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say, sir. What's going on, Tim? What was this equipment? Tim?
He can't have disappeared.
Where is he, then?
I don't know. He was upset. Perhaps he went into the woods to be alone.
He was forbidden from going outside.
But he doesn't always do what he's told, does he? And even if he's in the building, there are dozens of places he could hide.
Then search them. He must be found.
Daniel, I realise you're worried. So am I. But I'm sure he'll be fine. I'll ask some of the brothers to help me. What did Robert say, by the way?
Robert?
I saw you talking to him after the service.
He said nothing.
Do you think it would help if I talked to him?
He's in no position to say anything right now.
Why? What have you done?
Me?
What now?
Sorry to interrupt. Father Daniel. Father Matthew. There's someone here looking for Robert.
Send him in. You'd better go and find James.
I think I'll stay here a moment, in case you need my help.
How do you think you could help me?
Well, thank you for seeing me. I was wondering, I know it's probably against all the rules, but I'm a bit worried about Robert Mitchell. Is there any chance I could have a word with him, just to make sure he's okay?
Are you a friend or relative?
He's my brother.
Daniel, that belt is exactly the same as the one Robert was wearing when he arrived.
That makes sense. I fear we are in the presence of something most foul and unnatural.
You're not telling me this is... is a demon?
And a chief among them.
God have mercy.
Don't worry. I have met this type before. There's no need to be concerned about your brother. But naturally, you will want to make sure. We will take you to him.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Don't get up.
What happened?
There was, an accident. What's your name?
It's James. Where am I?
You're safe.
Are you an angel?
No one's ever called me that before.
I know your voice. It's you. From that place.
It's better if you stay lying down.
What is this? Some kind of purgatory?
Please, stay calm.
Let me out! God in heaven! No! Stop that noise!
What noise?
All those voices. Can't you hear them?
No, sorry.
Make it stop, please. I can't stand it.
Is it better?
Lunch. Where am I?
Middle of nowhere. Somewhere I come every now and then when I need to get away.
Is that the sea?
Yes.
It's beautiful. Get this thing off me. Just let me stay in one place for 2 minutes. Could you take yours off too?
We can jaunt without...
Please. What's happening to me?
You're breaking out.
Breaking out?
Tomorrow people aren't born with their powers. There comes a time when their powers come to them.
This happened to you?
Yes. And to Robert, John, and all the others. What you're going through is perfectly normal.
There's nothing normal about it. It feels like I'm going out of my mind.
When people break out alone, that can happen. That's why we had to find you, so we could protect you.
From what?
From yourself.
And the ghost?
What ghost?
The ghost in the crypt. What's he got to do with it?
I don't know anything about a ghost.
You don't? Oh, I get it.
You're just making this up. Telling me what you think I want to hear. Bringing me to this place. Tempting me. Like when you took Christ up the mountain and promised him the earth.
James.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
James, I promise you, I am telling the truth.
How can I believe you?
Cross my heart and hope to die. On my mother's life.
Swear.
I swear.
Swear to God.
I swear to God.
Why is this happening to me?
I don't know why some people become tomorrow people and others don't. I don't think even John can explain that. What's strange about you is your powers are so strong, so far advanced. I'm amazed we didn't feel your presence before.
Who's John? You keep mentioning him.
Oh, John is the man you saw in the lab. He was the first one to break out and survive. He's our leader. Or at least he likes to think he is. He's like a father figure, a bit overprotective sometimes.
Like Abbot Simon.
Who?
Never mind. All right, then. Let's say I am a tomorrow person. Tell me about my special powers.
Robert! Robert, wake up! John! Thank God! Hey, wait!
What?
Stop it! God. What the hell are you doing?
No!
Will that hold them?
Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
Demons?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It's exactly what I expected. And there will be more. A procession of vile beings whose only desire is to crush and destroy the glorious opportunities that exist in the world.
But what are they doing here?
They're looking for James.
But why?
Who knows what evil they have in mind? But they didn't count on me being here to stop them.
I find it very hard to believe.
Even when you've seen the evidence with your own eyes, why do you doubt, holy man? You are supposed to have faith.
Daniel, it's me, Matthew, your old friend.
Friend? Then trust me. Stay here. Guard this place. There is something I have to do.
Dear Lord, what am I supposed to believe?
How much can I lift?
See for yourself.
Oh, too easy.
It's quite impressive for a novice.
How about...
Oh, hey, put me down. Oh, that's amazing. This rock must weigh a ton.
What else can I do?
Well, while you're in the mood, I guess it's time for your first lesson in telepathy.
I don't understand. Why won't it open?
Why don't we just jaunt around it?
Do you think I haven't tried? I know it seems unlikely, but somewhere in this monastery there must be a psi dampener. Or worse.
Worse?
Never mind. Looks like we'll have to do it the old-fashioned way. Okay?
Okay.
One, two, three. Again. One, two, three, heave!
It's hopeless.
Don't say that, Robert. It's never hopeless.
Tim! Eleanor! Can you hear me? Eleanor!
Eleanor!
Tim!
Tim!
The voices started about 5 years ago.
5 years?
At first it was kind of fun. It was my little secret. And a distraction from life in the monastery. Don't get me wrong, I love the monastery. It's just sometimes, day after day, it can be a bit, you know, boring. But the voices, the tomorrow people, you, I guess, were always getting into trouble. I got scared. I thought I was making the horrible things happen, and I wanted it to stop, so I went to Abbot Simon.
Right.
He was amazing. It was like he knew exactly what I was talking about. He prayed with me, he taught me a special meditation to drive the voices out of my head, and off I went. Back to my normal life. But I suppose it wasn't normal. This is what I should have been doing all along.
Careful, James.
Oh, God. I feel incredible. Invincible!
You just wait.
What for?
Well, we can all do telepathy, telekinesis and jaunting. But many of us also develop personal powers we can use for the good of humanity. One day you might find you're a healer like Robert, or that you can appear in two places
Robert's
at the same...
Robert's a healer?
Yeah, and a good one.
What have I done? Quick, put this on. We've got to go.
Where?
Hold my hand.
Welcome to my world.
James, are you mad? I can't be here.
Why not? It's my room. Just don't tell anyone. Here, wear this. It might be a bit big for you, but you can't go walking around the monastery dressed like that.
Tim!
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Eleanor.
Robert?
James. Is that you?
Listen, I'm really sorry about before.
Where's Eleanor?
She's here with me. But I don't think she can hear you.
Father Daniel has locked us up in some kind of tomb under the church. You've got to come and get us out of here.
Why don't you just open the door?
Because we can't.
We're in the crypt, James. Please come. Quick.
Stay where you are.
No choice.
Right. Put the hood up, keep your eyes on the floor, and don't say a word.
Why? Where are we going?
To the rescue.
James, where on earth have you been hiding? There are brothers out looking for you everywhere. You may speak.
Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, but I don't think you'd believe me if I told you.
Then say nothing. I'm having a challenging enough day as it is. What's this, another novice? When did you arrive? I ask you a question. I'm in no mood to play silly games, brother. Reveal yourself.
Hello.
Good God.
Father Matthew, this is Eleanor. She's a...
A demon?
I am not.
How did she get in here?
I invited her. She's a friend.
But that belt, Father Daniel...
There's no time to explain. This is important. Robert is a healer. He can heal Abbot Simon. We've got to get him to the infirmary.
Daniel told me to guard the demons.
Oh, Father Daniel's got it all wrong. They're not demons. They're special people, and we've got to let them out.
How can we know it's not some kind of elaborate trick?
Have faith, Father.
Okay. You'll have to give me a hand with this stone. I've no idea how Daniel moved this on his own.
Don't worry, Father. Stand back. Not moving.
What are you trying to do?
Robert? We're here, but I can't open the door.
Neither can we. But maybe if we all try together. When we're to our right, you go to your left, okay? Half to three.
Eleanor, we're moving it this way.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Simon?
No. For God's sake, leave me in peace.
I'm going to heal you now. Just relax. And believe me, this is going to hurt me a lot more than it's going to hurt you.
Robert, what's wrong with him?
Don't worry. It's the price Robert pays for his special talent. He takes the pain of the person he's healing as his own, and heals it within himself.
Greater love hath no man.
But Simon!
It's a miracle.
Father, the voices in my head, they were real all along. Robert, John and Eleanor are all tomorrow people. I am too, with the next stage of evolution of the human species. Homo...
Superior.
That's it. All the things that moved around me, Bibles, candles, plates, these are my natural powers. I'm not possessed.
Father Abbott, things haven't been the same since you've been ill.
Daniel...
I'll let Father Daniel know that you're all right.
No. It was Daniel who poisoned me.
What? What?
He brought me tea, which I drank, and then laughed as I collapsed. I fear he's lost his battle with the ghost. I should have seen it sooner.
Eleanor, let's go and speak to this Daniel.
No, John. You've done enough, and this is a spiritual matter. I will go.
But Matthew, do you have the faith?
After what I've seen today, I can move a mountain.
Please, Father, let me help.
I'm glad you said that.
Be careful, both of you.
Yes, Father John.
John.
Father Abbott.
These powers are real?
It's a little hard to explain.
I came to this monastery 40-odd years ago because I had special powers. I did not admit them to anyone, because in those days they would have put me in an institution and thrown away the key. I did not even confess them. Like James, I believed I was possessed. Hear me out. When James came to me, I recognized the powers as my own, and I was able to help. Could it be that I am a tomorrow person?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but that's not possible. I was the first tomorrow person to break out and survive.
I can see from your eyes that you believe that, but are you really sure?
What?
Oh, my God. James! Oh, no! Matthew!
He's dead.
And who is...
That's Daniel. Whoever, or whatever he was. Dead, too. If he was ever alive. Where's James? James? Tim, we need to find James, fast.
I can't help you, John.
His belt. Where's his belt?
His belt is no longer functioning.
Please, not again!
Damn it all.
And then I was here. Wherever here is. In a strange kind of hell. Condemned to watch my final days again and again. To wonder how it could have ended differently. While life goes on without me.
Father Abbott.
Yes, Robert?
I'd just like to say thank you for letting me stay these last few days. It's so beautiful here and peaceful. I think I'm really beginning to see what's so great about being a monk.
It's been a genuine pleasure, Robert. I think we've all enjoyed watching your recovery and then seeing the worries of the worldly world lift from your shoulders. You know, if you ever feel the need to get away, for however long, our doors will always be open to you.
Seriously?
It is not an offer I give lightly.
Thank you very much. I'd love to come back.
Oh, where is my mind these days? We had another young man join our community this week. I forget his name. And he said he knows you.
You're joking.
Quite a coincidence. Anyway, he'll be back from the retreat by now. He's staying in James's old cell. I told him you'd probably want to drop by before you leave.
Hello, Robert. Don't say hello, then.
You? I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
But I... We... It can't be.
Coming soon from Big Finish. Rachel.
6 years! 6 years of my life, believing I'd lost the most important thing in the world, my child.
In my head, yeah? Just here, there's a cartel psi limiter. It's stripped me of all my powers, telepathy, telekinesis, the lot. It's turned me back into a sap.
That's not possible.
Look, it's all part of President Drakwell's master plan. Cartel's wholesale extermination of the telepaths.
Gentlemen.
Welcome to the Galactic Fig, President Drakwell.
Would you like to show me to the debating chamber?
He's betrayed us, Robert.
Not John. He would have.
Oh, grow up, Robert!
Whatever he did, whatever illusion he created for us, he did it to help us. He cares about us. He'd never betray us.
What's happened to you, John? What's happened to us? I thought I knew you. I used
to
understand.
Go back to the lab, Eleanor, please.
I know men like him, Eleanor. I know what they're like. They get you when you're weak, when you're vulnerable. They fill your head with nonsense.
I don't know what he's planning, but whatever it is, we've got to stop him. Do you understand? Robert? Robert?
I'm sorry, Eleanor. I can't allow you to communicate with Robert.
What?
So long in power, he's almost become part of the furniture.
You could get away with murder in such a position, couldn't you?
Rachel!
How could you?
What on earth
is... I trusted you!
Oh, calm down!
How dare you tell me to calm down? How dare you!
Nobody is so naive to believe that the Galactic Federation got where it is today without some blood on its hands.
That's what we're up against. Three fleets of Tanari warships gathering at strategic points at the edge of Federation space.
Commander Tancredi, take your fleet and assume attack position 3, destination Earth.
No, Dracwell, you can't! Dracwell, listen to me!
People at all.
They're like me. They're broken.
My name is Quentin Collins. I come from an old family, and old families have long held secrets. Soon I shall return to a lonely place where the House of Collinwood awaits me.
I want you to be careful.
Fate pulls me back here again and again. I'm tired of arguing with it. I want to go home.
Go back to that house and you'll die.
This house is mine.
This isn't the homecoming I was expecting.
Collinwood is inhabited by something terrible. Something primal. That house is the center of everything that's happened.
She's dangerous.
If I have to tear her spirit out of the ground, I'm going to bring Angelique here.
I am reborn.
We've unleashed something powerful that we can't contain.
It's starting again, isn't it?
Shadows from Big Finish Productions.